Buddha said that thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. In preparing for our pledge drive this week, I've been reading stories of people who have been giving as generous donors of wealth to various programs that they believe in. One of the things I've seen in common, and just as important in common with our children this morning, is the overwhelming peace and happiness that comes from giving. They say that money can't buy happiness, but giving it and investing it in a greater good apparently can buy happiness. The poet Maya Angelou said, "I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver." Truly, money is really just energy, if you think about it, and especially in our day and age where it is mostly electronic, it is just energy. We can store it away in a mattress and preserve that energy, or put it in a bank account and create a sense of security. We can accumulate it in the elusive goal of the illusion of there will be enough, or we can invest that energy to do good in our world around us. Money is just one of the many forms of energy that we have here that we invest in the good work. And is there any doubt that our church, the UUCC, is investing positive energy and love doing good in our community around us? I had the pleasure a few weeks ago of getting started our new to UU class. Those who are interested in joining our membership here, or those who have joined our membership and learning about who we are. And so we had to get together as a committee and figure out who we are so that we could communicate that to the new members. Does that sound about right, those who are on that committee? Our first week, we talked about our personal and spiritual mythology, where we came from, points of differentiation in our lives, and then ultimately, along the way with those times of awakening and enlightenment, what led us to this place? We all ended our story with why we are here at the UUCC. So I invite you to do that this morning. For me, listening to that group of about 15 people share, "This is why I am here at the UUCC," was overwhelming. To think about what this place means to that small group of people. So I invite you to do the same thing, to think for just a few minutes, why are you here at this place? Not just why are you here this morning, that could be lots of different answers, but why are you connected to this congregation? What keeps you connected to this congregation? So I'll give you an opportunity to shout one word. Take turns. Give me one word that sums up why you are here. Just shout it out. All right, choice, community, love, share others. That was three words. Yes, not following the rules. That's why most of us are here, right? Other words. All right. Okay. That's one word. Thank you, Jim. Think about mimosas, yeah. Think about the words that you've heard this morning that are so important to what we are, who we are as a community. Words like acceptance and freedom and truth and learning and music and justice. Things that are so important. Friendship. So many words, so many emotions that we feel as we think about why we are here. What a gift this place is. What a gift we have that we are here and we are responsible, because this is such a wonderful place, for nurturing it and helping it to remain strong. The financial contributions of our pledge drive help this place remain a haven of spiritual diversity, social acceptance, personal growth, compassionate care, and a beacon for justice. You and I, we, no one else is going to do it. We are the caretakers of this precious gift of the UUCC. The results of the hard-earned money that we're going to give in the pledge drive can often be seen in the way that we maintain our building and provide services and events, things that we've already talked about. You know, we're giving you the experience of, hey, what if we didn't have heat? The beautiful shades, the sound system that we're working on, the many events that we have here are all because the caretakers decide we want this to be a place that thrives. But you know, so much of what we do and the energy that we give to this place is not seen. It goes beyond the walls of this church. It can be experienced in the child who goes to school with an inquisitive and curious mind that has been blessed by our RE program, exposing them to an ever-expanding imagination. It can be seen in the teenager who decides not to disappear into depression and harm themselves because they found a place here to explore their sexuality and gender in the embrace of affirmation, acceptance, and love. It can be seen in the disenfranchised people of faith who escape the tyranny of fundamentalism and come here to breathe the freedom of their own quest for truth and meaning. It can be seen in the homeless man who is cared for and affirmed, not just given needs to be met, but affirmed as a person of worth and dignity. It can be seen with the cancer patient with a due diagnosis who takes comfort in knowing she will not face the journey of her illness alone. It can be seen in the passionate activist who finds a group of like-minded people with energy and motivation for the same cause and they act. It can be seen with the one who is carrying the heaviness of grief from loss and finds a listening ear, allowing them, as Shakespeare said, to give their sorrow words. It can be seen as the animals who are held as precious instead of expendable beings because of raised awareness and celebration of our values in this place. And for the Green Committee, you know who you are. It can be seen when Mother Earth, who inhales and exhales cleaner air, because of green initiatives that we are putting into place. It would be so easy to just look at our budget and look at what Jenny prepares for us to see where the money comes in and where the money goes out, but it is not an accurate picture of all that we do. When we invest energy into this place, we are literally transforming our world around us. We are the UUCC. What a gift that we have to be here in this place, to be in a place where we experience love, acceptance, friendship, joy, the search for truth and meaning, beautiful music, a place to explore and understand, a place to stand against injustice. This is the precious garden of life here at the UUCC. And I think one of the brightest spots in Columbia, South Carolina. So this precious garden is our responsibility to nurture and to maintain, to keep the weeds out, to make sure that the soil has nutrients and water to grow and be healthy and thrive. May we celebrate who we are and do all that we can to ensure the continued health and goodness of this place we love.